If you come to Cowra, you have to go to Billy Goat Hill. It's the best view, I believe, of Cowra. Bellevue Hill was called Billy Goat Hill when I was a child. The reason it is called Billy Goat Hill is because it was home to roaming goats for many years, and there are rocks everywhere because there's a lot of traditional areas where a lot of our ancestors lived. My name is Robin Coffey, and I'm a local Wiradjuri elder from Cowra. In Wiradjuri, Cowra means rock.
We don't see a rock just as being a rock. Obviously, when our spirit passes on, we go into the dream time. When spirits pass on, they actually turn to the formations of rocks. And those rocks would symbolise people or certain animals. There are a few rocks going right up to the top where it actually looks like a man overseeing the country. Just as you're going up the stairwell, looks like it could be a eagle, it could be a goanna, where it's like the eyes are watching who comes and who goes. My name is Isabel Coe. I was born in Cowra, come from Erambi Mission. I'm from the Wiradjuri Nation, from the Upper Billigalari, the Lachlan River. We are one of the original people of this country. So Wiradjuri people being a very peaceful people, they would welcome those that have been buried on Wiradjuri country, and that includes those Japanese prisoners of war.
A story that I was told by my aunties was that in some of the rocked areas there were birthing areas and segregated spots, so that would be men's business and women's business.
Billy Goat Hill is to Aboriginal people a very sacred site.
Well, at Billy Goat Hill and a lot of the area around it had scar trees. Unfortunately, there are some that have been destroyed, which was very sad, because they are a very important part of Aboriginal culture and heritage. Scar trees were trees that Aboriginal people would cut out of the bark and use that for instance, like canoes. There's also koolamans. Now, a koolaman is something that was used to carry food. There are also koolamans that they used to carry their babies in, like a vessel.
Wiradjuri people being very spiritual, and a lot of our rocks and our scar trees, they go hand in hand. It's probably something you have to see for yourself.